The Valley has been known for its home affordability. That reputation changed a little during the heights of the market before the Great Recession's dramatic downturn. A recent story in the Arizona Republic cited numbers showing the Phoenix area was no longer in the top 10 of most affordable big U.S. cities to buy a home. To get another perspective, I'm joined by HomeSmart real estate agent John Wake. He's also the man behind ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com and RealEstateDecoded.com. John, what numbers do you like to look at when you're figuring out whether the Valley is affordable compared to other cities?
When I'm thinking about affordability, I'm looking at, are homes selling at the current prices? And so that's a lot of it is prices have gone up a lot over the last few years. There was a couple years there it was going up at 25% a year, and then it was 10% a year. Now we're kind of increasing to maybe 7% a year, but they're still selling. In fact, this year is going to be a huge year for sales. It's going to be as many homes sold this year, almost as many as in 2005 at the top of the market, almost as many as 2012, which was a crazy year where prices were super low. People were coming in from all over the country and paying cash for homes. So this is kind of a normal year, 2017, but a really, really strong year is the number of sales. So that tells me all the factors with income and prices, it evens out that it's a strong market and it is could be more affordable. That'd be great if we could buy prices of 5 years ago. But nevertheless, there's enough movement of homes, enough sale of homes that tells me that they are not overpriced.
So how relative is affordability? Because there's that tendency for us to want to compare ourselves to other cities. And I guess you can probably compare at times, compared to Los Angeles, of course we're affordable. But how do you like to look at that?
Well, one, when you look at our competition would be like Florida. When you look at state to state, our prices are about the same as in Florida, similar to Texas. But where most of the people who come to Arizona, they're coming from California. That's the way it's been for decades. There were a few years where the Canadians were beat them out, but it's always the Californians, and you can see the prices there. You can get basically the typical home in Arizona is half the price of the typical home in LA. Typical home in Arizona is one quarter of the price of the typical home in San Francisco. So that's why people move here from LA and California in general.
What are you seeing here right now in terms of rental versus buying? Are we seeing a lot of homes for rent these days compared to people buying?
That's a really interesting question because what happened is when prices were so low, there's a huge number of investors. This is everywhere, not just in Phoenix or California, everywhere. Prices were so low, a huge number of investors came in and converted those homes into rentals. There was millions of homes in the U.S. were converted into rentals. And that went on for years. What we're starting to see nationally, I think we'll see it here as well, is that that's peaking out. And now, for example, there was one quarter this year where there was actually more homes were converted to homeowners from rentals. And I think we'll probably see more of that. If you were an investor and prices are going up 10% a year, you're just gonna ride the wave of appreciation. You're not gonna sell unless for some other reason. But now that appreciation is slowing down in a lot of areas, people, investors, some of them are starting to sell. And if prices stop appreciating, or if we eventually get in a recession and prices go down, a lot of those homes will convert back into owner-occupied homes instead of being rentals owned by investors.
So let's look at inventory right now. People are saying there isn't enough inventory, and that's in some cases driving the prices up. Is there a reason we're still seeing a relatively low inventory?
Yeah, that's a big, big topic. Oh my gosh, everybody is talking about what's inventory all over the country. I have like three reasons, I think. One is the new construction. Particularly in Phoenix, we have very little new construction. And what is built tends to be the more expensive stuff and not the entry-level homes. It's because the industry basically almost got wiped out. The new construction in Metro Phoenix fell 85%. It took like 4 years of falling. Then it was leveled off at like 15% of what it was for a couple of years. And it's been coming up some. But that industry, hugely important. So that's one of the reasons why the recession was so tough on Metro Phoenix is because the construction industry is nearly wiped out. They've been building up since then, but the construction industry is like, hey, we got to make some money. That was terrible. So they're not doing the entry-level homes, the less expensive homes. They're focusing on more expensive homes where they make more money. But still, even now, even in 2017, the new home construction is half of what it was in the year 2000. Another one is that the investors, like we talked about, that they converted a lot of homes where people were living in became rentals. and they tend not to sell as much. There's tax advantages. For example, they get a depreciation tax. When they sell, they have to pay that tax. They have a big tax when they sell, so it kind of is it discourages them from selling the investors. So that's a big thing, and we got a lot of that in Metro Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And then the underwater homeowners. This breaks my heart, but there's still people in Phoenix who bought a home in 2005, 2006, 2007, have been paying their mortgage all those years, and it's still not worth what they paid. In a normal market, they would have had maybe 30% equity.
Yeah.
And these people could still have maybe negative equity.
John Wake is a real estate agent with HomeSmart and the creator of ArizonaRealEstateNotebook.com and RealEstateDecoded.com.